It was a living room in New Jersey. A youth group gathered there. I was leading the conversation, and it happened to be about prayer. Call came in from one of the mothers. Said, I think you guys should know. My daughter's in the emergency room. We don't know how it's ever gonna go. So everybody left the table, sat down on the floor, and all the kids started praying more and more and more. In the middle of all this praying, I thought up this little song. I started singing real quiet like, and they started to sing along. And the song went, Lord, listen to your children praying. Lord, send your spirit in this place. Lord, listen to your children praying. Send us love, send us power, send us grace. Lord, listen to your children praying. Lord, send your spirit in this place. Lord, listen to your children praying. Send us love, send us power, send us grace. Sing it with me, everybody, sing a Lord. Listen to your children praying. Lord, send your spirit in this place. Lord, listen to your children praying. Send us love, send us power, send us grace. Something's gonna happen like the world has never known. When the people of the Lord get down to pray, the door's gonna swing open, children, and the walls come tumbling down. When the people of the Lord get down to pray, and all the congregation, Lord, listen to your children praying. Lord, send your spirit in this place. Lord, listen to your children praying. Send us love, send us power, send us grace. Everybody's gonna know it when the Lord stretches out a hand. When the people of the Lord get down to pray, it's gonna be a brand new song of victory in this land. When the people of the Lord get down to pray, and all the people said, Lord, listen to your children praying. Lord, send your spirit in this place. Lord, listen to your children praying. Send us love, send us power, send us grace. Send us love, send us power, send us grace. Send us love, send us power. Send us grace.
So for a number of years now, choirs that I go to all around the country have sung an arrangement of that piece that starts out like this. Just the altos and the tenors and the basses are singing, and then the sopranos come in, and then the verses come in, and guess what? That arrangement was made by our own beloved Jack Schrader. Ha, 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 ha. And it's the only piece I've ever written that still gets royalties. So, go figure. It is a pleasure to be with you tonight. We'll do a few songs that have been written before, and later on in the evening, we'll do some songs that have never written before because they're going to be based on stories that you tell me. So we'll start with this. This is a fairly new song. What do I say about it? Well, it's really the story of my life. So here we go. Make up a song, said my mama long ago, when you walk in the bright morning sun. Make up a song, said a thirsting in my soul, when you listen to the Grand River run. Make up a song, when you're messed up somehow, and you can't change the harm you have done. Make up a song, oh, put it all out there and sing. Oh, make up a song when you're 13 years old and you've just met the girl of your dreams. Make up a song when your teenage daughter is falling apart at the seams. Make up a song when you watch politicians raping the poor with their schemes. Make up a song, whoa, put it all out there and sing. Sing right out loud when you're laughing. Sing through your tears when you're crying. Sing on the ground when you're crawling. Sing in the sky when you're flying. Sing in the days of your living. Make up a song for the night of your dying. Make up a song, oh, put it all out there and sing. So let the music never end until strangers turn to friends. From birth until death and with every last breath, let the music never end. Let the song go on and on through the night until the dawn. Sing your joys and your tears and your hopes and your fears. Let the song go on and on and on and on. A little Bach for your listening pleasure here. A song when you realize at last yesterday's church won't survive. Make up a song when you wake up one morning and you're glad that you're simply alive. Make up a song when you made it through the rain and you're watching your grandchildren thrive. Make up a song, oh, put it all out there and sing. Make up a song for the friends and companions who are standing right here by your side. Make up a song for the questions not answered, for the things that you have not yet tried. Make up a song, cause the audience waits to be taken on a musical ride. Make up a song, oh, put it all out there and sing. Sing right out loud when you're laughing. Sing through your tears when you're crying. Sing on the ground when you're crawling. Sing sing in the sky when you're flying. Sing in the days of your living. Make up a song for the night of your dying. Make up a song, oh, put it all out there and sing. Let the music never end until strangers turn to friends. From birth until death, and with every last breath, let the music never end. Let the song go on, through the night until the dawn. Sing your joys and your tears, and your hopes and your fears. Let the song go on. Let the song go on. Let the song go on. The song go on. I sometimes like for my friends to sing along with me, so I have a little sing-along song. Oh, this is going to be fun. Let me show you how the chorus goes. Say these words with me. Bound together, and finally woven with love. Let me show you how the chorus goes. Bound together and finely woven, we're bound together and finely woven, we're bound together and finely woven with love. Simple, right? Let's do it. Bound together and finely woven, we're bound together and finely woven, we're bound together and finely woven with love. All right, stand up if you're able and we'll sing. Ah, bound together and finely woven, we're bound together and finely woven, we're bound together and finely woven with love. Sing and dance when the dream is born. Sing and dance. Joyful morning, whoa, sing and dance with the joy of birth now. Sing and dance, let your music echo around the earth. Bound together, here we go. Oh, we are bound together and finely woven. We're bound together and finely woven. We're bound together and finely woven with love. Oh, oh, whoa, 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 wait. You're doing fine. But there's one thing I have to tell you, and that is the next verse of the song was made to accompany a grand declaration. Now, the declaration goes like this. When we start to sing, you're going to move about in this room, and you're going to find as many people as you can, and you're going to say into their ear, "You are the light of the world." All right, are you ready? One, two, here we go. Bound together and finely woven, we're bound together and you are the light of the world. Bound together and finely woven with love. Oh yeah, sing and dance in the morning sun. Sing and dance by the rivers running. Sing and dance in the pale moonlight now. Sing and dance, let your music echo in the night. Well, we are bound together and finely woven, we're bound together and finely woven, we're bound together and finely woven with love. Wait a second. Hold on. Hold everything. Hold everything. You're wonderful, but there's another verse. And this is the second great declaration. You're going to go to all those people. You're going to say what? No. You said that already. What's the next part? You are the salt of the earth. You got it. One, two, here you go. Bound together and finely woven. We're bound together and finely woven. We're bound together and finely woven with love. Sing and dance in the city streets. Sing and dance, make the night grow sweeter. Sing and dance, gather everybody round. Sing and dance, let your music fill this weary town. Ooh, we are bound together and finely woven. We're bound together and finely woven. We're bound together and finely woven with love. Finely woven with love. Words
matter. Words are important. And sometimes we tend to forget how important words are. So I want to sing you this song called Words of Praise, and it talks about the importance of words.
I hear the children playing in the sunlight. When I hear a teacher patiently explain. When I hear the doctor say, "You're in remission." When my prodigal daughter says, "I'm coming home again," words of praise are all that I can say. And when the words have died away, then my heart will still be praising you, for you are the mystery of love, in whose life I live and move. I will praise you night and day, and that is all that I can say. When I hear a stranger speaking words of kindness, when a dreaded enemy becomes a trusted friend, when beneath my window someone's voice is singing, when a bad beginning becomes a hopeful end, words of praise are all that I can say. And when the words have died away, then my heart will still be praising you, for you are the mystery of love, in whose life I live and move. I will praise you night and day, and that is all that I can say. Conversation leads to understanding. When a dreaded enemy becomes a trusted friend. When your talk and wisdom makes my life much better. When that dreaded enemy becomes a trusted friend. Words of praise are all that I can say. And when those words have died away, then my heart will still be praising you. For you, you are the mystery of love. Whose life I live and move. I will praise you night and day. And that is all that I can say.
So, every time I do a concert, it is imperative that I have a theme for the concert. I don't know why that is. Maybe it's because I married a teacher. And so, before I leave on a trip, Jane says, well, where are you singing? I'm going to be in Shell Point in Florida. So, what are your behavioral and educational objectives for that concert? Honey, it's just music. Oh, no, it's not. Not if you're married to me. So my theme for tonight is letting go and giving gifts. What did you discover you had to let go of? And what was the gift that was given when you did? And later on, we'll have stories about that. But first, let me tell you a story. Several months ago, a pastor friend called me. Well, a pastor I didn't know, he's become a friend now, called me up on the phone and said, Ken, my wife and I were sitting in our living room listening to music. And she was playing me some of the music that she loved out of the 80s, Captain Tennille and Bruce Springsteen and Lovin' Spoonful and Creedence Clearwater Revival. And she said, so, darling, what did you listen to as a kid? Well, he said, I listened to a lot of, Christian music. Oh, really? Play me some. Well, I used to fall asleep when I was a kid to records of this guy named Ken Miedema. So she said, well, play me some of this Ken, whatever his name is, music. So he went on Spotify, and he found Moses. So he played the whole thing through. He called me up and said, I have just spent the whole evening weeping. I said, tell me about that. Turns out that 16 years ago, he and a few friends decided to plant a church in Denver, an evangelical church. They decided to plant this independent community church. So they began. They did door-to-door canvassing, and they talked to everybody, and little by little people began to come, and they worked, and they strove, and they put in hours and days, and it never left them. They were always working for this church. It now has over 2,000 members. But he said, I spent 16 years laboring, working for my church. And said, I listened to your piece and I realized that's what I had to let go of. It's not my church. It's God's church. And so I'm calling you to say, I have let go and I've let God have the church. Oh, I'm still here. I'm still pastoring. But I've let it be God's church and let God work in the way God wants to. Would you come and sing Moses in my church for my people? So I did. And so that's what's going to happen next. You're going to hear the Moses piece. And it's really all about letting go and discovering the gift that was given when you dared to do that. Moses, way back there in the wilderness, saw some smoke, came to the bush, and the bush was burning. God said, take off your shoes, Moses, 'cause you're on holy ground. Moses, you're gonna be my man. Moses, over there in Egypt land. Moses, gonna work for me. Moses, gonna set my people free. Not me, Lord. Don't you know I can't talk so good? I stutter all the time. Hey, do you know my brother Aaron? He can sing like an angel, talk like a preacher, but not me, Lord. Can't talk so good. And another thing, how will they know that I've been here with you? How will they know what you've sent me to do? But you know in Egypt, Lord, they want little Moses' head. But you know in Egypt, Lord, they want little Moses dead. But you know they'll never hear a single word I say. Maybe you better get your dirty work done another way. Not me, Lord. Please. What's that in your hand, Moses?
Just a rod.
Throw it down, Moses.
Do you mean like on the ground?
Yes, I said throw it down, Moses. God, don't take this rod away from me. Don't you know it's my only security? Don't you know when you live here all alone, well, a man's gotta have something that he can call his own? Please, Lord, throw it down, Moses.
But Lord, I
throw it down, Moses. Throw it down, Moses. Moses threw the rod on the ground, and the rod became a hissing snake. Moses started running. You'd run. I know that I'd run too. He was running from a hot rod. Running from a hissing snake. Running scared of what the Lord's gonna do. Running scared he'll get a hold of you. And the Lord said, stop. Pick it up, Moses, by the tail.
Ugh.
Lord, you have not been here very long. Lord,
I believe you got the whole thing wrong. Don't you know that you never pick up a hissing snake by his picking up Moses? God, it's a rod again. Smoke and bushes. It's a rod again. Do you know what it means, Moses? Do you know what I'm trying to say, Moses? The rod of Moses became the rod of God, the rod of God. With the rod of God, strike a rock, and the waters will come. With the rod of God, you'll part those waters of the sea. With the rod of God, you will strike old Pharaoh dead. With the rod of God, oh, you'll set my people free. What do you hold in your hands tonight? To what or to whom are you bound? Are you willing to give it to God right now, right now? Give it up. Let it go.
A little song about letting go and the gift given. It's based on Jesus' wonderful quote about she who saves her life will lose it, and he who loses his life will save it. It goes like this. So we're bound away on a long, long journey. And God only knows how the road will end. We're bound away on a long, long journey.
Surprises are waiting just round the bend. So take my hand and walk beside me. The road will be long, but sweet will be our rest. Cause we're bound away on this long, long journey. The answer to this riddle shall be our quest. And the riddle says, finding leads to losing. Losing lets you find. Living leads to dying, but life leaves death behind. Losing leads to finding. That's all that I can say. No one will find life another way. And the riddle says, finding leads to losing. Losing lets you find. Living leads to dying, but life leaves death behind. Losing leads to finding. That's all that I can say. No one will find life any other way. Yes, we will. We're bound away on a long, long journey, long, long journey. Come walk with me into the morning light. And the riddle says, finding leads to losing. Losing lets you find. Living leads to dying, but life leaves death behind. Losing leads to finding. That's all that I can say. No one will find life in any other way.
Yeah. So, now, some stories from you, my friends, and here's the way it's going to work. We got a couple of microphones that are going to be in the hands of a couple of people. And if you've thought about a story about a time when you had to let go of something, maybe it was a career or relationship or a toxic engagement or a place that you loved to live and you needed to let that go and move somewhere else. Maybe it was a ministry that you've been holding on to desperately and you had to let it go. Maybe it was a big plan for a huge career, and God said, Uh-uh. Maybe it was a beloved one who passed. And you had to figure out how to let that person go. And the other part of the question is, what was the gift that was given to you when you decided to let go? So the way it works, I'm going to start with a little introduction. And then if you have a story, either put your hand up or stand, and we will clap for you. Like you're the king or queen of all storytellers, right? And you'll tell your story about that instance when you had to let go and what happened. And then I will make a song based on your story. I'll start with a little intro that goes like this. Fly with me on the wings of a story. Take me to someplace, someplace you know. Run with me down roads you have traveled. I want to follow where you choose to go. Fly with me down the rivers of your memory. We'll sail together, 'cause there's so much to see. Run with me on the wings of your story. Time's all we need, my friend. Come story with me. So, something you had to let go of. Well, how did it happen? And what was the gift? Who's going to be storyteller number one? Lots of stories in this room. I can hear the wheel. Who's going to go?
Here we go.
All right. Okay. Wow. It took no time at all.
My name is Rick Lee. I had gotten my master's degree in how to work with college students and was working at Westmont College, one of the places that you and I crossed paths.
Yes.
And I read a book, I think by Larry Crabb, that persuaded me that my significance and my security, which all of us seek, could not be found by anything that any of us pursue. But it was found in the death of Christ. God loved me so much, he decided he'd rather die than live without me. That significance, security, because the God who died on my behalf walked out the other side and kept going and offered me that same power, that security. And that gave me the freedom to live an insignificant, insecure life, because my significance and security were not at risk. And that took me from Santa Barbara to Skid Row in Chicago to do ministry there with a young bride. And then when we had young children, we left Chicago and that ministry and went to Brazil, where we didn't know anybody or know the language, to do ministry there. And later on, insignificant and insecurely enough, led me to pastor a small church, which I had never had any intention of pastoring anything. And now as I near retirement and people take job opportunities away, they kind of fade into the sunset, and I get to care for my father-in-law here in Fort Myers.
What do you do, somebody says? And humbly I say, I work at Westmont. What do you do there, somebody says? I humbly say, I get to work with students, putting them back together. Says, that's a wonderful job. It must be really hard. Well, yes, in a kind of a way, I humbly say, then came the day when everything changed.
realized it was like a clap of thunder, like a flash of lightning. You may work at Westmont, but that's not where your security lies. No, no, no. I and I alone am your security. I was truly humble, humble enough to die for you. 'Cause I could not stand to be without you, and I'd rather die than live without you. I walked out the other side, and that is what I'm giving you, the power to walk to the place of death and lose your breath and leap out of that grave when the time comes. You will come to live with me forever, for you are my beloved and my child. You will come to live with me forever, away from this world so ridiculous and wild. Now I'm sending you to Chicago. Not the students you have known, but I've got some beloved in Chicago. I'd rather die for them than be alone. So follow me now to Chicago, and then to a tiny church, my boy. Follow me all the way to Florida, to be your father's hope and joy. I've got my servants in Santa Barbara. Got my servants in Chicago, too. Be with me and be my own. That's all I need for you to do. That's all I need for you to do. That's all I need for you to do. Who's got our next story? Who's got our next story? We gotta take her?
This actually...
Applause first. Hold on, applause, please. Yeah, it's all right. Yeah, go ahead.
This is a story that includes most of us in the room because it has to do with the hurricane that we just lived through. And it was quite an experience and continues to be. Some of us sheltered in the Lawson Health Center and were able to watch the force of the winds and the waves coming over and moving cars everywhere. The hardship of living cheek to jowl with people we don't know very well. And some lost a lot. Some lost their homes, their cherished things, photographs. But it brought home to me that they're things, and God is in control, and His power was on display, and we can just bow the knee to that.
Hey ho, anybody home? Meat nor drink nor money have I none. Still I will be merry. There goes the house, there goes the car, there goes the bed we love to sleep on, that's the way things are. There goes the shelter we've loved so long, there goes the kitchen. Smell of food is fragrant and lovely and strong. There goes everything. Well, there's nothing like the rain. Falls on the just and the unjust just the same. There goes the hair, there goes the face, there goes the elegance, there goes the grace. Oh, there's nothing like the rain. Sister, you are my brother, you are my mother, you are my father, you are my son, my own, you are my daughter. And so as we hold each other, we can almost sing and almost laugh when we sing. Hey ho, anybody home? Meat nor drink nor money have I none. Still I will be merry, praise God. Praise God, praise God. I'm on my way. home. Let's have one more story. One more story. Who's got it? Who's got that last story of the night? Okay. All right, bravo.
Wow, clapping, and I didn't even do anything.
I know. That's what God does, you know.
Ah.
Claps for you when you haven't done anything.
Well, thank you, Ken, for the topic, because it's something I've thought a lot about, which is the more I let go, the more freedom I have. And I experienced that deeply when my son, Jesse, died almost 4 years ago. He was 42. And I was very grief-stricken, of course, and what happened is I learned that I needed to do more than just survive. I needed to thrive. And I really let go. And I really gave Jesse to God. And the greatest gift I was given was a much deeper, deeper relationship with God. Because it was clear to me that no human could fill that hole. Only God could. So I see Jesse in the sunrise every morning, and I know he's one of God's angels. And today I know he's smiling because I'm smiling. Thank you.
Jesse was the coat I wore when winter days were cold. Jesse was the hat upon my head. Jesse was a room in my house, a room so cozy and sweet. Jesse was a heater when the living room went cold. Jesse was a car I rode in down life's highway. Jesse was a cloud of rain in the sky, lazy, beautiful summer rain. Jesse was a morning sun. Jesse was a shade tree. And how do you let go of all that? I ask you. God replied, you just do. It takes time. I'll be there. And over these years, bit by bit, I have let go of this coat I wore, of the hat on my head, of the shade tree, of the warm, warm kitchen. And now guess what? I see him in the sunrise. And now guess what? I'm about 100 pounds lighter. And now guess what? Out on the grass, out in God's forest, I'm learning to dance. I'm learning to dance. I'm learning to dance. Jesse. Thank you, God. Thank you, wondrous grace. And now I wear a robe so light around me I can hardly feel it there. It is a robe called grace. And I know the day will come when I will wander home and Jesse will be waiting there, and all things will be new and fair. But until then, I will dance, I will dance.
Well, we're almost at the end of this party of ours, and it's been such a pleasure to be able to be with you tonight. I would like to introduce a very special person. She's up in the sound booth, actually. Beverly Vandermolen has been my manager now for over 35 years, and she is my sound technician. She sets up all the instruments. She books all the travel. Make sure that we all get to the right place at the right time, makes contact with all the people who are sponsoring our concerts, just does all this work. All I have to do is get up and sing. Beverly does the hard work, so let's have a hand, if you will, for... there will be some CDs and stuff at the back, and I know a lot of you don't have CD players, so we have a little card back there that says, I know you don't have a CD player, but you can download my music on the website. So, we'll be back there to meet old and new friends. Our last song is a song that has the big word in the song comes to us from South Africa. It's the word Ubuntu. U-B-U-N-T-U, Ubuntu. Say that with me. Ubuntu. It means community. It means I got your back. It means we belong together. It means we're sisters and brothers. It means we support each other. We hold each other. Bishop Desmond Tutu says it this way. Ubuntu means I am because we are, and we are because Christ is. Now, Pastor, that will preach. So, let me show you the chorus of the song and tell you how it works. We'll sing the chorus together, and then in the verses, there are I will sing words and you will echo me. I will sing things like, sisters and brothers, you'll sing sisters and brothers. I'll sing made for communion, you'll sing made for communion. I'll sing bound to each other, bound to each other, in one holy union, one holy, etc., etc. And then there's a part at the end of the verse when I say my turn, that means I get to sing this next part all by myself. Because I can. And this song is a bit of a dance piece. It has definitely African rhythms and African roots. So, if you're able to get up on your feet, a little bit of dancing would be wonderful. Now, some of you are Presbyterians, and my Presbyterian friends dance in church too. You can do better than that. CMAs and Baptists and folks like that know how to dance. So, I'll sing the chorus for you a line at a time, and then we'll learn it, and then we'll play the song. It goes like this. Ubuntu, Ubuntu, sharing our visions and dreams. Help me sing it now. Ubuntu, Ubuntu, sharing our visions and dreams. Now, next phrase, same tune, like this. Ubuntu, where justice
flows like a life-giving stream. Sing it, here we go. Ubuntu with justice flows like a life-giving stream. Now, next phrase, same tune. I bet you can do it. The people together, joining our hearts and our hands. Here's a really complicated one. Watch. To welcome the stranger and cherish the friend and to work for the peace of the land. Hold your breath. Here we go. To welcome the stranger and cherish the friend and to work for the peace of the land. And so we do life. That's all there is to it. So now you can sing the chorus and then we'll do the verses in echoing together except for the last part. Got it? You know what we're doing? Of course you do. All right. This is the one piece where we have the percussion track because I wanted to do some complicated African drumming. And so we have the drum track up in the sound booth. I think we're ready. Let's do this thing. And you can a little more if you can. Need more. Need more. Let's try it again. There you go. Ha! You can rise to your feet. Ubuntu, Ubuntu, sharing our visions and dreams for monitor. Ubuntu, where justice flows like a life-giving stream. The people together, joining our hearts and our hands. To welcome the stranger and cherish the friend and to work for the peace of the land. And so we do life. Ha! Ah, here we go. Ooh, sisters and brothers, made for communion, bound to each other. One holy union, bound by a vision, drawn by desire, drawn to the circle, round God's holy fire. My turn, made by God's power to live as God's own, made to be seen and be heard and to be known. Ubuntu, Ubuntu, sharing our visions and dreams. Ubuntu, oh yeah, where justice flows like a life-giving stream. The people together, joining our hearts and our hands. To welcome the stranger and cherish the friend and to work for the peace of the land. And so we do life. Oh, I love it! This is good! Called now to follow Jesus, our brother, who gathers his children just like a mother, tenderly holding this new creation, making and molding a new holy nation. My turn, marked by the water and given our name, prayed by the Spirit, revived by holy flame. Ubuntu, hiya! Ubuntu, whoa! Whoa, yeah! Ubuntu, you're so good! Where justice, oh, goes like a life-giving stream. The people together, joining our hearts and our hands. To welcome the stranger and cherish the friend and to work for the peace of the land. And so we do life. One more verse! If you ain't danced yet, you got a chance. Oh, this is our vision. Life's in the sharing. Hold
holding back nothing, dreaming and daring to live this communion that breaks us and binds us, holds us and heals us, frees us and finds us. My turn. God give us courage to do what we say. God give us strength for the living of these days. Ubuntu! Ubuntu! Yes! Ubuntu! Sharing our visions and dreams. Ubuntu! Where justice flows like a life-giving stream. The people together, joining our hearts and our hands, to welcome the stranger and cherish the friend and to run for the. One more time, Ubuntu, Ubuntu, sharing our visions and dreams. Ubuntu, where justice flows like a life-giving stream. The people together, joining our hearts and our hands, to welcome the stranger and cherish the friend and to work for the peace of the land. And so we do lie.
Thank you, Ken. Please thank him for us.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. See you at the back.
See you at the back.